So the Close Enough team was here. They were here a few months back, I think. Yeah. They had the Woody Allen movie with Keith Black. And one of the guys here wrote the song about Woody Allen.
Now, wait a minute. Because there was a song on there that I actually helped Keith shorten. Was that the song that you wrote?
I believe it was.
Didn't he tell you that I had shortened it for him? I gave him an email, told him what to cut out?
Yeah, when I was working with Keith, I scored the music. He did the...
too many notes.
Too many notes.
There were too many
notes. Too many notes, Mozart.
Your crib sheet said anything Adam participated in the song, please remove.
Yeah.
I think I said something like that.
But he was telling me they were editing it down, and when we finally got it, we put the music to
it. I didn't get any flowers or any thank you notes from you guys.
That's Keith's territory. No, I just play the keyboards. That's it.
All right. You'll be saying that at the Pussycat Lounge?
Yeah, right.
So the group is called Close Enough. And they're going to sing tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
They've got some tracks, which they brought. So they're going to be singing live in the studio. But the tracks will be the background music provided by our non-union musicians.
Excellent.
So what is this something you wrote? Adam, did you write this?
This is Anthony's song.
Yeah,
actually.
The one
that got picked up
Father
by
Guido.
Grimes.
Father Guido Anthony wrote this song.
I penned this track a few years ago. And
what was that? Wait, say
what
it again.
That?
What?
Kenny, you find the Pope.
Ron is watching Family Guy a little too much lately.
Father Guido Sarducci.
I do too, actually. Don Novello is brilliant.
Very funny.
But I wrote this tune a few years ago, and I bounced it around a couple of bands I was in. It's an homage to the music industry, and actually won a Billboard songwriting contest. And this version that we put on this album was actually placed on the ballot for a Grammy nomination this year for Best Arrangement with vocalists.
All right, so
best
arrangement
with vocalists.
You may have a Grammy nomination. You have a pre-nomination.
Pre-nomination. We're placed on the ballot. Yeah.
I'm going to be listening to this arrangement very closely.
Oh, yeah, please
you
do,
keep mentioning that it's Grammy balladized.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right,
yes.
There it is. That's really hip, isn't
beautiful.
It? You like that thing? Tony, you like that? Yeah, see, he liked that. He didn't like the Red Sox.
Who does?
Right, Tony!
Take it easy.
I think you're bringing up the Red Sox.
You want Close Enough or the Blowhards?
I'd rather hear about Wayne Newton.
Get back to Wayne Newton now.
Yeah.
Please.
But that's all Wayne Newton, all the time.
So, Anthony, how did you get this nomination? What is it based on?
We actually have a Rhode Island promoter. It's called Big Noise. And they submit it to the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences amidst thousands of applicants.
Right.
And the Academy put us on the ballot. We made the final 60. That was, eventually narrowed down.
What category?
It's called Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalists.
Yeah, that's a unique place. And it would be, what would be in there right now if it were the 60s and, when we first began all of this madness, would be the Peppermint Twist.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was that kind of a thing. It was really a live performance.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah.
Joey D.
Joey D.
Yeah.
The name of the band is the Peppermint Twist. Yeah. That was before
was that Joey D and the Starlighters?
Yeah,
that was before Chubby Checker did the twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joey D had the twist. Peppermint Twist.
Peppermint Twist. And so that would be that category.
I guess so, Joey.
Yeah.
Well, you're the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guy.
There
we're
you
just
go.
Little,
Chubby Checker actually, what did he do? Like, I think 16 versions of the twist. Songs.
No, well, he had different songs. Let's twist again like we did last summer. Let's twist again because I'm having pancakes.
Well, first thing he did was steal his name from Fats Domino.
That's right. They wanted a Fats Domino. They said, how about Chubby Checker?
I thought about that.
You never realized that.
Can we hear you? I can't. Why can't I never hear you?
Can't hear me?
Yeah, now we got you. Okay. There you go. Thank you.
Stay on that mic, Ron.
Yeah.
You guys, you have to realize this is a very, very intricate radio station.
Yeah.
You have to talk very slowly and clearly.
And we have 100 guys and one mic. This is the Mormon Tabernacle.
The station has no capability of this kind of episode.
Adam, let's talk a little bit here.
Sure.
You're a keyboard player.
Yes, sir.
And you've written a couple of songs yourself on your own.
Yeah.
And before this group, you did not have Close Enough. What did you?
Right.
Who were you with?
I was in been in a number of bands. The first band I was ever in was named Great Caesar's Ghost, which was from the old Superman show. Yeah, Perry White used to say, Great Caesar's Ghost.
How old are you? You're not that old.
No, I'm 32.
All right. And how about you, Anthony? What are you, 30-something? Too?
Yeah, 38.
All right. No, I'm just trying to get a little fix on the... So it's radio.
I just turned 37 on Monday.
And how about you?
I'm 28.
All right. So, you know, you're the youngest guy.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday.
No, don't do that.
That's okay.
You'll be singing a Chuck E. Cheese
next
week.
We could hope to be that good.
I love that Batman shirt you got on, Anthony. That's very nice. And you're also wearing a medal that has some sort of a significance.
Yeah, this is actually a Sicilian. It's in bocca al lupo. It means in the mouth of the wolf. If you're going to do anything, do it all the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a very, it's not a religious article, though.
No, it's just a piece that my godfather gave me when I was young, and I've worn it on every appearance that I've done musically over my 20 years that I've been in.
Well, they defrocked St. Christopher, you know, I mean, that was all.
I know.
And they also took St. Jude away. He's now known as Hey Jude. Wait a minute.
Really?
And I have a statue of Wayne Newton on my dashboard.
It's been 20 minutes.
We'll be right back.
You got it.